Welcome, everybody, to another episode of OTR Vantage Point. I am your host, Mark Kelly. Wherever you are, thank you for making us part of your day. If you're new to the show, go check out the past episodes of Vantage Point. And don't forget to leave us a five-star rating and comment. Hit those like buttons. Subscribe, follow. And at the very least, please share this audio or video with all your friends and all your social media. Yeah, your boy's at it again. Feeling a lot better. Had a cold. Banging out some content, going to be recording a new show every day, keeping you guys dialed in. So I wanted to revisit the hostage situation that ended this past Sunday in Colleyville, Texas. Gunman, terrorist. I know he was described in some media as a UK citizen. No, he's a terrorist. We don't give names of terrorists on the Vantage Point. So I will not be uttering the scumbag's name. So he goes into a synagogue, takes hostages, four ultimately. Still a lot of limited information. He was demanding the release of a prisoner. Someone who was arrested, charged with attempting and planning to kill Americans. She is now in prison. At 2100 hours on Saturday night, made entry. And the gunman did not survive the encounter. Still don't have a lot on how that all occurred. What I mentioned on a previous show was that the FBI spokesperson made a statement very soon after the incident was over. Members of the Jewish community were not happy. To me, I just think it was super early to be releasing any kind of information about motive at that point. We can always speculate, but it was very early. The entire encounter lasted about 12 hours. Now, the FBI and the Joint Terrorism Task Force, I believe, was the responding entity that was taking charge, ultimately. They have a lot of information at their disposal, so they probably knew a good amount of information about this individual and most certainly the person he was demanding be released from jail. I'm not going to speak her name either. We don't do that on the Vantage Point. I know that we have to give something to the media as law enforcement. We have to give them something to be as transparent as you can without jeopardizing what was continuing. Because I guarantee there's things that are happening, search warrants, electronic devices are going through IP addresses, checking social media. All those things are still occurring after the incident's over. It's not completed. You want to make sure that there's nothing additional that you need to be concerned about. Retaliatory attacks as well. There's a lot of things that have to go on that you don't want to release a ton of information. Now, having lived in that world, I can tell you a few things. On the tactical side of the house, barricades, hostage takers, and dynamic entries. Those are primary things that occur from SWAT units, tactical units. A lot of times they're asked to do other things, but that's the primary focus. So once a perimeter is set, a point of entry is established hastily, and then communication is established or attempted. Now, communication obviously had been established because one hostage was released pretty early. Now, during that time, the tactical guys, they're always planning for additional contingencies, planning, trying to improve their entry point, gather as much intelligence as they can in case they have to make an entry. You would always like to make it when you want it rather than being forced your hand by something that is occurring inside. So the dialogue is important for a number of reasons. But I'm not going to go too much into that. I think everybody did a great job. But at some point, an entry was made. That tells me a couple of things. Communications could have broken down. Or they reached some kind of an impasse where this was not going to end well unless law enforcement ended it, giving them the best chance of saving all the innocent people involved. So the FBI, local law enforcement, tactical units, they are all very busy. Intel guys, negotiators, they're all very busy. their focus was a positive resolution, coming out with a statement saying this individual was focused on a singular thing and that the Jewish community was not at the heart of it. I don't think anybody believed that. It was Saturday during the Sabbath, during church, at a synagogue. The FBI knew the person that he was trying to free from prison, knew all about her, knew what she was about, and who she liked and associated with, and they knew who she didn't like, probably almost immediately, because her code name or handle was given to her by the FBI. So time was short, and they didn't have a ton of time to know everything that they needed to about the hostage taker. But they knew a lot about her. Terrorists, both of them. They would have known that the prisoner was heavily anti-Semitic. So why would they say, having known all that, and I believe they did, of course they did, why would they say that this had nothing to do directly with the Jewish community? Why do you feel like you have to say that? No one would have faulted you for leaving the comments short, giving them something, and then moving on. No one would have questioned not giving everything that you could under the circumstances. Been a long day. The men and women involved in this through the local and federal law enforcement did an outstanding job. So good on them. Thank goodness for the law enforcement that showed up that day. I also do not believe that the FBI is bad or corrupt. I know a lot of articles are really hammering them. I don't believe that at all. However, the statement, somebody there, when they talked about what the talking points were going to be to the media, someone there had to know this was problematic, what he said about the Jewish community not being directly affected or targeted. They had to know that was problematic. Someone did. Maybe they said something, maybe they didn't, but I don't understand why they had to say it, because immediately it was met with backlash. And then today, they changed their tune and said this was terror and the Jewish community was targeted. It makes it seem that someone was trying to control or get in front of a narrative, or that they were incompetent. I don't think they were either. I think it was just a bad judgment call. Why they made it and what their thinking was behind it, I have no idea. I do believe this was a huge mistake. But again, thank goodness for the brave men and women of the FBI and the local law enforcement that responded and did a great job in saving the lives of all those hostages. Hey guys, tell me what you think about this take and leave me a comment below. Again, don't forget to check out all the past episodes of Vantage Point. Check out kellydefense.com and go out and have a great day.